It's time for the PowerMizzou.com podcast with interviews and analysis of your Missouri Tigers. Now, here's your host, Gabe DeArmond.
Welcome back to another week of the PowerMizzou.com podcast. Basketball over. Spring football coming up on a little break. So we're going to look at some other things going on at Mizzou. And we always tell people, we don't have people tell us we don't have enough good news. So we got a lot of good news this week. A couple of the more successful programs and individuals at Missouri going to join us. Jaden Cox off a national championship coming up soon. Right now, freshman, SEC Freshman of the Year in women's basketball, Sophie Cunningham joining us. Sophie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you taking some time. And I want to ask you, it's meant as a compliment. This might sound like a negative question, but this is the first time in like 5 years you've ended your season with a loss. So, what was this like, your freshman year, going to the tournament somewhere Missouri hadn't been in so long?
Yeah, I mean, coming from high school, four state championships is a little different. But then again, you can't even compare high school basketball to SEC. Mm-hmm. And it's been pretty awesome. We've had a really great year. I mean, it's unfortunate that we had to lose when we did. But at the same time, we haven't been there in so long. So it's been great for Mizzou women's basketball.
And you correct me if I'm wrong, but just watching you guys on TV, watching you play, this sure looks like a team that really likes to play together and has a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we have three sets of sisters on the team, and so it kind of helps with the team chemistry, and it just spreads throughout the whole team. So we're all sisters now, and it's a joy to play with them, and we're really going to miss our seniors. I mean, they're the most winningest class in school history, so it's been awesome to be able to play with them.
I would assume that the next three classes have designs on maybe resetting that record a few times.
maybe, but right now we're just focused on them because they have done so much for this program.
Yeah. Now I want to take people back who maybe don't know your entire backstory. You committed to Missouri before you played a single game of high school basketball. Is that right?
That is correct.
And so tell me, I mean, you're what, 14 years old? I mean, is that in women's basketball? Is that normal? Are there many people that get recruited to a major program that early?
It is pretty unusual, but I knew this is where I wanted to go. I mean, I've grown up here in Columbia. My whole family's been playing sports here. And then my sister committed 2 days before I did. And so, right out of eighth grade, I told Coach Robin Pinchton that I was coming.
Now, your freshman year here, was it beyond even what you would have expected? Or is that kind of what you thought you'd be able to do going out and playing this year?
Yeah, I knew that this year was going to be completely different from the past couple seasons here at Mizzou. And it's just been really special, just considering that my sister's on the team and we're here in our hometown. And the community support and the fan base that we've created this year has been huge, and we're hoping it's going to keep growing. But I expected it to go as planned, and it's been nice, but I'm ready for next season so we can get a little farther.
You talk a lot about the team, and I know you always do that. Individually, SEC Freshman of the Year, up for one of eight finalists for National Freshman of the Year. Do you think you could have that kind of individual success that quick?
I'm just blessed that I'm in this opportunity. I don't really know how they even judge who gets National Freshman of the Year. It'd be a mm-hmm. great accomplishment, but then again, it's also a team accomplishment. It's not one versus five, it's five versus five. So it'd be awesome, but it'd also be a really great team award.
Now, you mentioned the fan support and all that, and I think everybody knows women's basketball has not always drawn all that well here. I mean, mm-hmm. when you guys are getting up to 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 fans at home games, I mean, how much more fun is that than playing in front of, 1,500 people?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's such a blast. And especially when we get more people out there, we want to show them how much fun our team is, because we really do appreciate them coming out. So it makes us work a little harder, I think. And it's just awesome for everyone to come out and watch us and support us.
Is there anything, any specific game, whether it's something with you and your sister, any moment from your freshman year that kind of stands out that you'll remember here when you kind of look back on the season?
Yeah, I think we've made a lot of great memories this year, and not just with me and Lindsay, but just because she is my sister, I don't know. I just think me running the court and her throwing the ball up multiple times this year, it's just something that's pretty special because it's just like high school. That's what we did in high school. And for us to bring it to the SEC is pretty fun.
We're talking with Sophie Cunningham, Mizzou freshman, SEC freshman of the year in women's basketball. And so, Sophie, how do you build on this? What do you work on in this offseason? What do you need to get better at?
Yeah, considering this is my first year, there's a lot that I need to improve on. But you just have to kind of go through the ropes before you know what you need to work on. So I think just working more on my one-on-one game and just a jump shot. So not just getting to the rim, not just shooting the three. So should be fun.
Tell me, you know, coming into this year, did Coach Pinchin kind of ask you to really be a leader? Was that something that you expected to do, or did that kind of just develop throughout the season?
Yeah, I think I'm just kind of a natural-born leader. So she kind of already knew that I was going to be that. So she didn't expect anything less, and I wanted that role anyway. So it's been fun. I mean, she's had to help me with a few things, but I like being the leader. And I know it's weird considering I'm a freshman, but we have a lot of great veteran leadership as well.
How many people since Coach was mic'd up in the Auburn game now just refer to you as Sophie freaking Cunningham all the time? I assume you saw that.
You know, that's pretty funny, but I've gotten it a couple times, actually, and I didn't even know she was mic'd up, so I was kind of confused the first time someone came up and told me that, but looking back, it's pretty funny.
How is this team now, from a team standpoint, what's the goal next year? Because I think it was fair to say the goal this year was just to get there. I mean, even on Selection Sunday, you guys said, hey, this is where we wanted to be, and winning a game was a bonus, and that was really good, but so what's the goal next year?
Yeah, I mean, every year is really different, but I think next year's goal is, to get there again and advance even farther than we did this year. There's a lot of teams out there who didn't get the chance to go to the big dance, so nothing's given to us next year just because we were here this year, so we have a lot of work to do still.
How many people from Rockbridge have asked if maybe you could have just come back and help? I mean, this is the first time they haven't won a state title in 5 years.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a little different for them, but I know they have some younger girls going through that program soon, so hopefully they'll get back going, but they'll get used to it. I mean, Coach Nagel, she's an awesome coach over there, so I'm sure she has something up her sleeve.
And just kind of, you mentioned it a couple times earlier, but playing in your hometown and all that, it's a discussion that Missouri fans have all the time in every sport. You know, you grow up 2 miles from campus, and a lot of people want to go somewhere else. Obviously, you never even thought about it. Why and how much more rewarding has it been that, hey, your mom and dad can come see a game and it takes them like 5 minutes to get there?
You know, like I said, I had some opportunities to go other places, but my heart is black and gold, and it always has been ever since I was really little. In fact, I actually wanted to be a Golden Girl. I didn't even want to play sports. I wanted to be a Golden Girl, but I think I'm a little too big for that. So put on the basketball jersey, and it's just been super nice. I mean, we have such a great support system back at home, and it's just really rewarding for them to come out and see the hard work that they've put into and that Lindsay and I've been putting in.
And no chance that Barry Odom has talked to you about doing any kicking this year, right?
That's funny. I just talked to him, and he was saying, what a great season. I was about to ask him if I could put on the football pads, but I decided that Coach Pinchin probably wouldn't like that as much.
Yeah, for those who don't know the story, and I was there the night you kicked the field goal, Sophie got called out at Rockbridge to do like, what was it, just kind of during a timeout, just come kick a, what, 25-yard field goal?
Yeah.
And, you know, when they say about sometimes you watch somebody in batting practice and it has a different sound off the bat, like, Sophie kicks the ball, and we're all thinking, wait, that sounded really good. And I mean, you only made it by like 15, 20 yards.
Yeah, it was a unique situation. It was kind of crazy considering my first time I actually kicked in the game was a homecoming night. So I was a queen candidate in football pads. So I think that was the first for Rockbridge at least.
Well, so I guess it's fair to say your last year and a half has gone all right, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been very blessed and very fortunate.
All right. Well, Sophie, I appreciate you taking some time. And, you know, I know Mizzou fans really enjoyed watching the team, and good luck in the future.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Sophie Cunningham, freshman of the year in women's basketball. in the SEC, that is, still up for National Freshman of the Year. And I'll tell you, folks, I'll be very honest. I'm not a women's basketball fan. I don't generally love watching the sport. Watching Sophie Cunningham play, it's pretty fun. And not to minimize the rest of that team. There are a lot of pieces around her. Jordan Frerichs, very good player. You know, the Porter sisters, especially Sierra, who was a freshman with Sophie this year. Plenty of pieces on that team, but Sophie is the one who makes it go. 30.1 minutes per game, led the team. 50.2% from the field, second on the team. 35.6 from three-point range, second on the team. 83.1 from the free throw line, best on the team of anybody who took more than 31. 5.8 rebounds, second on the team for a guard, you know. 95 assists, second on the team. So pretty much she was the one that made it go. So, and we were just talking, I was talking to the guys who I was doing a radio interview with before this, and women's basketball is interesting because there isn't – Sophie Cunningham is going to be here 4 years. She is not leaving for the WNBA draft. That is not something that happens in women's basketball. So she, Robin Pinchton's got her for 4 years. So the key now for that program is what can you put around her? Can you build around this franchise player? She is going to be an All-SEC player next year, I would think. She is going to be an All-American. She may be a National Player of the Year candidate before she is done at Missouri, if Mizzou continues to be as good as it was this year, or possibly even better. So the goal now is, in the next 3 years, get enough pieces around her so you can maybe make a legitimate run at, say, an SEC title, at, you know, deep in the tournament, and then sustain a program after she leaves. You don't want to have this player who comes in 4 years, you're good those 4 years, but it kind of falls apart after that. You have to build around that. It took Robin Pinchton 6 years to get all the pieces to have a tournament team. But she has done that. There's clearly a foundation. The best player on this team is a freshman. So it'll be interesting to see where Mizzou women's basketball goes going forward in what is clearly the toughest conference in the country. And, you know, hey, I said at the beginning, not only one of the most successful individual athletes on this campus, but certainly one of the most charismatic. If you watched any of these games, she's dancing on the court. You know, just it has a lot of fun. It's really enjoyable to watch. So, you know, I would encourage a Missouri fan next year, hey, check out a couple games. I know it is not a revenue sport. It is not one that gains a ton of attention, but it is one that went very, very well for Missouri this year. And that was not always the case. Speaking of things that went well for Missouri this year, just finished up with Sophie Cunningham. Going to welcome in another Columbia prep athlete who has done pretty well for himself here at Mizzou the last few years. We are talking to now two-time national champion wrestler at Mizzou, Jaden Cox. Jaden, how you doing today?
Doing very well. How are yourself?
Not too bad. Appreciate you joining us for a few minutes here on the podcast, and wanted to ask you, first of all, just you won your second national title last week. How did it compare to the first one as a freshman?
They're both special in their own ways. The first one was just really cool. Like I said, it was just something really rare, being so young, and in a men's, a real man's, you know, weight division. But you know, the second one is just when you fall down sometimes and you have to fight to get back up, and to see everything that I did to get back on top, you know, and to climb the mountain again. It's really special, and it's just a proud moment to see everything pay off.
Now, you won it as a freshman, and then I think a lot of people would be pretty satisfied and pretty happy. You finished fifth as a sophomore. I've read some things that you made it pretty clear that you weren't satisfied with your sophomore year and kind of really had been on a mission since then to get back to where you were this year.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't know. Like, the whole point, I think, I think the basis of everybody and whatever you're doing is to evolve and get better, you know. Going from first to fifth isn't evolving, you know. That's kind of like devolving, especially, I don't know if that's even a word, but, like, just it's going down. It's not, you're not going up. So, I mean, I wanted to get back to, not even get back to where I was, but do it even better. And I believe I did that. This is the first NCAA tournament I've been in that I've actually, you know, really, really contributed to, team points and really contributed to bonus points. And, you know, I think I did that, you know, I evolved, I got better, and, you know, I'm just looking to continue to do so now.
The team finished sixth this year. Were you guys, you know, what was the attitude about that? Were you guys happy with that? I mean, because obviously it's very good, not quite as high as you were last year, but was that a good performance out of the team?
Yes and no. Yes, because, you know, I think, you know, the team showed that whenever things were going to get hard that we could fight back. No, because we expect more from ourselves and we expect more, you know, from our abilities and from the training that we've done. So, you know, one of our models is expect to win, and sixth place isn't winning, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we want to be on top of the podiums. We want to be on top whenever they announce the team titles. You know, that's something we're aiming for. You know, we don't forget about that stuff. And that's what really, I think it's one of the things that makes it a team sport in wrestling, you know, is that there's, you know, a team value in points. So, I mean, we expect more and we can go out and get it.
Wanted to ask you specifically about the championship match and Jaden beat Morgan McIntosh from Penn State 4-2 and a little bit of a flair for the dramatic there. You get the winning points with 8 seconds left. You know, was that, take us through the technical approach there in the last, you know, 30 seconds when you know you've got to get something done to win the match.
Well, honestly, I was looking for a knee pull or a sweep to the left side, to his right leg would be mine. But I knew that I had to make a move to get so. And throughout the match, I was trying to use his fakes as the openings for my shots. Because if you ever watched the match, when he fakes, that's when I start moving and start looking for my angles. Because that's when he's out of position. That's when he's opening up. So I tried that. But this time, you know, I took the initiative and I took the shot to the knee pull on the right side. But he didn't move his leg, so I just went ahead and took it. If he would have moved it back, I would have done a knee pull or a sweep single back to the left. But I got it up in the air, and then he tried to hop away, and I got him. I caught him, and I tried to pull him back in. And then as I was pulling, he jumped away, so I went ahead and took the other leg, and then I caught his back foot as he turned it back into me out of bounds. And I just, you know, drove him down and got the two.
Now, for those of us in wrestling is kind of a niche sport, for those of us who maybe, you know, don't know as much about the sport as the diehard fans or obviously as somebody like you who's been in it for so long. I mean, just listening to you talk, obviously athleticism, pure strength, things like that figure in. But how much is it technical, mental, kind of a scientific approach? How big a part of that is what you do for those 6 minutes?
I mean, it's a very big part, you know. I think a big thing that it all stems off of is I think everybody has a game plan, you know, whether they want to admit it or not, they have a game plan that they want to go out there and do. And I think where it becomes really technical and even more so mental and scientific is whenever that game plan doesn't work, that you have to adjust, you know, and that's whenever you get really, I think you really get into, you know, the depths of a wrestler's mind and then how far is he not only willing, because I think he'd be willing to go as far as he would want, but how far is he capable of going, you know, and is he willing to, you know, do the one more shot or, you know, figure out the technique to get where he needs to go. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and people understand that it's a chess match the whole entire time. You know, it's all feel and reaction, because going out to wrestle is not like the practice room where someone gives you the leg and lets you take him down or gives you the turn. It's all about, you know, making it seem like for me, my style is I try to make people think they're seeing one thing and I do another. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like an illusion. I call it illusion wrestling, you know. So that's kind of what I try to do. But everyone has their own certain ways of doing things, and that's just one of mine.
How much better are you from that standpoint? I mean, you came to Mizzou as a four-time high school champ, but state champ, but how much better are you in that part of it than you were when you got to Missouri 3 years ago?
Can you kind of explain that question a little bit better for
me?
Yeah,
the technical side, the mental approach, how much better are you now as a wrestler than you were from that standpoint when you got to Missouri as a freshman?
I think I'm a lot better at it, you know. And I think that it came from training, and it came from the people around me. It came from my teammates. You know, when you're in an environment that isn't just like one isn't handing you everything, but making you work for everything. And each time you gain each step and you make each achievement, that just goes, that's just, you know, that's like putting money in the bank, right? You have that as a mental factor. It makes you know that you've done what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Mizzou prides themselves off. We work really hard on what we do. And I believe that with that, all of that, that, you know, it's really just helped me build my mental strength. And, you know, I don't know. I've always been kind of weird too. Like I've never really, like, everyone's like, who you wrestling? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. We're just going to go out here and we're going to do what we do. You know, I like to sing before matches, and I don't like to think about anything else really. You know, I'm just kind of just zoned out. So I've always kind of been weird like that, but Mizzou's definitely helped me improve on that as well.
Talking to Jaden Cox now, a two-time national champion, the only other guy who can say that, Ben Askren. And I saw, Jaden, that Ben tweeted at you, welcome to the club after the match. Whether it's that one or somebody else that reached out to you after you won the second national title, is there something that really stood out to you as cool since that match ended?
I think it was just cool in general, just to just the level of respect from, I think, you know, the whole entire arena, and not just for that match, but I think all the finals. You know, I think it's really cool how you can bring, you know, tons of thousands of people together under one roof and bring these guys to wrestle. And, you know, everybody just enjoys the fight and the show, really, that they're getting. And to respect each and every wrestler, not just the ones in the finals, but all the ones that came through. And, you know, and put their heart and soul out to it. And I think that's probably the coolest thing for me that I got to experience there, especially on such a big stage, you know, as Madison Square Garden, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was really awesome. Other than that, you know, I've gotten plenty of congrats and, you know, and all. But, you know, I still got a lot more work cut out for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you mentioned always wanting to get better. I guess the only thing better than winning two would be winning three. So when does that start for you working toward next year? You know, I know you got the Olympic trials coming up in a couple weeks, so obviously you're not taking any time off.
Right. Yeah, the Olympic trials are coming up, and we're already working on that. You know, it's going well. The weight's well. I mean, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's really – it's almost like, you know, an honor to be able to be in a bracket like that at Olympic trials with, you know, you got David Taylor, Kyle Date, Ed Ruth, Herbert, you know, you got, and you know, and Heath Gavin, I believe, is there as well. But but all these guys are really, really great at what they do. And, you know, it's cool. I'm honored to be able to be, you know, able and capable of going to a tournament and, you know, putting what I've got against what they got. And, you know, I'm going to have fun with it. As far as nationals next year, I mean, you say, when does it start? Well, I don't know if it ever ends. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, I'm already going. So my mentality is already kicking up of what I got to do for Olympic trials. And then right after that, you know, take a little bit off, but then you're right back on the horse and get back into the swing of things. You know, the time, life's too short to just lay back and let any day go to waste, right? So, I mean, let's get to work.
Explain to people listening kind of what's the format at Olympic trials as far as how that bracket goes. You know, what do you have to do to make the team? And going into it, I mean, what is your realistic thought and chances of being a member of that team?
Well, if you want me to be honest, I have no idea how the format goes.
Okay.
For Olympic trials. I have no clue at all. I just know that one of these times they're going to call my name. I'm going to get on the mat with somebody. And I'm going to wrestle. As far as my chances go, you know, the one thing that's really cool is that I think that my mom told me. And she told me this before my freshman year of high school. She says, hey, Jaden, I pray to God before your match. I was like, yeah, Mom, what'd he say? And she's like, God said that he doesn't do sports. You know, and I was like, okay. That wasn't the most encouraging thing to say to a 14-year-old, by the way, into his first state final. But what I took from that is when it comes to sports, you know, like God, yes, has blessed us all with ability. He's blessed us all with talents and strengths, and then, you know, and we all have them. It's up to us to work on them and mature them and become better. But when it comes down to it, it's up to you, you know, it's up to you to go out there and, you know, and take the next shot, you know, it's up to you to get the turn. It's up to you to do what you need to do. So as far as my chances, you know, I'm willing to go as far as I need to go to get where I want to be. You know, I want to be the number one guy. I want to be the guy that makes the Olympic team. And, you know, but there are other guys that want that too. And it's just going to be us versus them. You know, I don't really know how to put it in terms of chances. Like, oh, I have a 26% chance against Dake or a 50% chance against Ruth. I don't know. I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to wrestle because that's what I do. And I love doing it. And everybody knows I'm going to go out there and wrestle. And nobody can – and one thing I can tell you for sure is that nobody should overlook me, you know, because I don't overlook anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at every match to take you on 100%. And, you know, so I'm excited. And I hope that everybody else that's in the bracket is as well. And I know everybody else that's going to be watching is as well. I've seen it on Twitter. Everybody's going crazy for me saying I can make 189 pounds, you know. So, I mean, I'm excited. This is going to be a great time.
That's coming up in a couple weeks up in Iowa City, Iowa. And last thing for you, Jaden, like I said, right before we talked to you, we had Sophie Cunningham on the podcast, who obviously a Columbia kid like you. And I kind of asked her the same thing. I mean, obviously anybody who's been to a Mizzou basketball game has seen your mom, you know, sing the national anthem, and you're from Columbia. Is it more special to have these accomplishments, do what you're doing right here in your hometown?
I think, yeah. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. You know, it's almost like a sense of pride. You know, there's more meaning with the, you know, the name Missouri being put on my chest, you know, and having the symbol on my back. You know, there's more meaning behind it for me. I don't know. There's a lot more. That's not necessarily pressure or anything. It's just, you know, having a sense of like, you know, this is what I represent. You know, this is where I'm from, and this is what I get to do. And it's really cool. It's really cool to have my family here. It's cool to have friends, you know, still here, and it's cool to just be settled down already in the place that you're making great strides in. And it's really awesome. It's been a great experience.
All right. Well, Jaden, I appreciate it, man. I know you got more interviews to do, but thanks for taking some time, and good luck in Iowa City here in a couple weeks.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one. Jaden Cox, 197-pound national champion, two-time national champ at Missouri. For the wrestling team, and Brian Smith will go after number 3 next year. Nobody has ever done that at Mizzou. And once again, April, I believe it's 9th and 10th, could be 10th and 11th. I don't have dates right in front of me, but the U.S. Olympic trials in Iowa City. And like Jaden said, hey, he doesn't know what his chances are. He doesn't know who he's going to wrestle. He doesn't know the format. Don't bet against him. So I know a lot of Missouri fans will certainly be watching that here in a couple weeks. And when we get more information about where you can watch that either online or, you know, on television, we will certainly pass that on our message boards on Twitter for people to follow along. And listen, what we do, 95% of it's football and basketball. Right? We make no apologies for that. Those are the sports that everybody, you know, pays the most attention to, that drive the bus, that bring the money, that allow some of these other sports really, I mean, to be honest about it, to exist. But there are some very good things that go on in those other sports. A women's basketball player, a wrestler, a lacrosse player, I don't know, I think that's a club sport at Missouri, but a swimmer. All these people put every bit as much time into their sport, in some cases maybe more, than a football player or a basketball player does. They don't get the attention on a national stage, on ESPN, things like that as often. But certainly they deserve recognition when they do great things. And Sophie Cunningham, Jaden Cox, their teams certainly did a lot of great things. And, you know, I know that Missouri fans put a lot into the hometown kids, the in-state kids. And we tend to focus on the ones who maybe went somewhere else, who didn't come to Missouri. These are two kids who grew up in Columbia, who knew very early on in their high school careers that they wanted to do what they did at Mizzou. And so that was what I really wanted to ask both of them, just being in your hometown and doing what you've done. What's that like? I thought both of them gave really good answers. Those are two of the better ambassadors that this university can have from an athletic standpoint. I mean, Sophie Cunningham, if you're around her, she's fun. You watch her play. She has a great time. Jaden Cox is, I have said it before, we'll say it again, he's the best interview maybe that I've had a chance to talk to as far as a student athlete goes at the University of Missouri in 13 years of doing this. Phenomenal interview, thoughtful kid, says what he thinks, doesn't really care if you don't like how it comes across. But he is going to give you his honest opinion, and absolutely fantastic interview. So I appreciate Jaden and Sophie joining us today. We're going to take next week off of the podcast because it is spring break, but we'll be back at it, kind of wrapping up spring football, a couple weeks left in spring football after students get back. So we'll be back at it two Thursdays from now. Appreciate you listening, and hope you come back and do it again.